Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, I mentioned at the end of the Keith Jackson interview a contest that we are going to have, and it involves the Big Ten Icon Series, which starts today, at least the top 20, Charles Woodson, and next week you'll see number 19. I know who that is.
You know who that is.
I do, but I'm sworn to secrecy on that. I can tell you that we are going to have a contest, and we're going to start it next week, where people can send in like an email, and we're also going to have some Facebook and Twitter possibilities for them to give us their top 10 Big Ten icons of all time, and the person who comes closest to that will receive a very, very nice prize. So look forward to that opportunity. Want to go out to our phones and bring in our final callers of the day. How about Jerry from Lansing? Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, Jerry.
7 hours standing by your trunk. Only Tom Crawford, Jack, could reduce the ambiance, the camaraderie, the history of an MSU Notre Dame tailgate to a game, I guess, that brings together 76,000 parking attendants.
Well, my vision of a tailgate party is a trunk lid of a Buick LeSabre pulled up with a maybe like a little plate full of apple slices. That's a tailgate party to me.
I have no doubt of that, Tom. But I would ask where the romance has gone. But maybe I should pose that question to your wife, Tina. What the heck's the matter with you,
Jerry? He forgot one key word, and that's what's confusing us. Tom meant to say 7 hours standing alone by your trunk.
That's a Michigan tailgate.
I got better things to do.
By the way, great interview with Keith Jackson.
Oh, Nelly, how'd you like it?
I mean, how many of us really have got our own Keith Jackson impersonations? I mean, that, you know, good and bad, but
he's a dandy.
He says so much in so few words. And you know, Jack, you can count probably on one hand the number of real personalities and people that have been, you know, had his level of accomplishment, and yet has the innate satisfaction of not really being wistful about it or having accomplished what he did and just moved on. I mean, there's a certain serenity that you hear when you listen to Keith Jackson that most of us would only dream.
Very well said, Jerry. Thanks so much for the call.
Jerry,
I appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go back out to our phones, our final caller, and that would be Todd H. Hello, Todd.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, thanks for getting me on. Go Blue today, Tommy. You ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, UMass, man. I'm girding my loins for that. The Minuteman coming to town.
Anything can happen.
When you say go Blue, I thought you were talking Grand Valley again.
Yeah, another game tonight could be 3-0. They beat tough Hillsdale team last week and West Texas A&M.
Hey, this Hillsdale Grand Valley series is terrific.
Well, Hillsdale beat them last year.
Yeah,
I went to that game. I'll never go to Hillsdale.
In fact, I know
again.
That Hillsdale beat Grand Valley is a little bit scary.
All right. All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate the call, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. We need to talk about our picks, but you had a point you wanted to make first time.
I did.
Didn't you? You told me during the break you had something important to tell me. What was it?
Oh, I forgot about what that was. I'll tell you what it is. Here it is, real quickly. The fact that I am concerned that UConn is playing Temple today, okay? This is why the system works right now, because I'm riveted to other games.
Why do you care about UConn-Temple?
Because it adds the credibility of Michigan. If Michigan was vying for the national championship, which legitimately they're not really with this team, with this defense, but if they're 2-0 right now, I'm looking at other games every Saturday.
So you want Michigan to be higher in the polls when Michigan State
knocks
them
off. Because UConn's got to bring it against the Temple Owls today to enhance the credibility of that win. You know, so that's what I look at. That's what's good about the system now. I'm bullish on the system as opposed to the playoff. Let's go out to our picks today. And I did pick Michigan. You picked Notre Dame. I was right and you were wrong.
You got that one right. However.
However.
You missed enough other games to make up for it. I think I'm 15-1. You're 13-3. Is that right, Scott?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Right. All right. All right. Let's go to our picks.
Shoot.
Let's go to our picks and let's start with Iowa at Arizona.
Okay, we're going to go quick on that. I'm taking the Hawkeyes on the road. I think their defense is going to be too much for the Wildcats.
That's the late game. You can see it after the Michigan State game. I like Iowa, your Big Ten champions. How about Arizona State with Stephen Threet at Wisconsin?
Oh, Wisconsin at home, obviously over Arizona State. I'm going to Badgers.
All right, I think Badgers will win that one. How about Northern Illinois at Illinois, obviously?
Directional school. Illinois, not they haven't sold on the Illini for Ron Zook, but I think this is going to be a closer game than most people think, but I have them beating Northern Illinois.
Ditto. How about number 8, USC minus Reggie Bush at Minnesota?
Wow, credibility went down the tank for the Gophers. I think they'll bounce back, but USC is every game is a bowl game for them. I see the Trojans beating Minnesota on the road.
Tom, we're agreeing too much. How about Clemson at number 16, Auburn?
Auburn, War Eagle at home on a Saturday night. This is a big, pretty bitter rivalry. I'm taking Auburn with their defense over the Tigers.
I would agree. Auburn wins that one. How about Philadelphia at the Detroit Lions?
I think the Lions are going to be spitting mad. Michael Vick running around there. A
couple backup quarterbacks, Hill for the Lions.
Yeah, but I think the Lions showed that they've improved a lot. They got jobbed last week by the rule, whatever. I'm taking the Lions to beat the Eagles.
You're taking the Lions
Eagles? Yes, I am.
You and Earl and Drew, I'm taking the Eagles big in this game by double digits.
We differentiate.
All right. How about UMass and Michigan and give us a score?
I'm taking the Wolverines in this. A little bit, not huge, 34-10 Michigan over the Minutemen.
34-10. I have Michigan 52, Massachusetts 17. And what about the action tonight? I know you're going to be riveted to your television here. Yeah, we have Michigan State hosting the Fighting Irish.
It's going to be a really close game, as it always is. I'm taking Sparty 28-27 over the Irish.
Great score in Michigan State history. Reminds me of 1990. Eddie Brown textbook pass defense and that big win in Ann.
And who are you taking, Jack?
I like Michigan State 34-31, but I'm pretty sure Michigan State's going to score a lot of points in this game. I think Michigan State's going to get 30. Whether Notre Dame gets 17, 24, or 31 will depend on the Michigan State pass defense. But I look for Michigan State to win this game, and then people are not going to be quite so anxious to put Brian Kelly in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that too, and I also think the Michigan State fans are a little, you know, they're kind of little in a funk right now. What is this team about? We're in the fourth year. Cousins not as precise as we thought he would be, blah, blah, blah. I think that they're going to get lathered up tonight, and that crowd will bring. And I think Michigan State's going to obviously play their best game of the year tonight.
Hey, there's a chance Michigan State be undefeated when they meet on October 9th.
That would be a wonderful thing on October 9th.
I want to thank all of our special guests. Dan Bogan, Sexton High School, our Coach of the Week. I want to thank Andrea Nelson for joining us for the Prep Football Roundtable. Alan Pinkett, former Notre Dame star, still leads the Fighting Irish in career touchdowns, Notre Dame Radio Network. George Blaha, the voice of Michigan State and the Detroit Pistons, broadcasting legend. Congratulations on just joining the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. Michael Rothstein, AnnArbor.com, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, Keith Jackson, the legendary voice of ABC Sports and the host of Big Ten Icons, that half-hour series, a countdown beginning today. For Tom Crawford, our producer, Scott Eckersley, Jack Ebling saying, have a great weekend, everyone.